Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Even I don't believe that.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right.
I just love seeing his t-shirt on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got an old tweet of Tommy Lugauer. It says, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends.
Oh, shut up.
And Sean has that on a t-shirt, which is very creative. Anyhow, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, 15 likes. I also noticed now, something new about the shirt every time. Zero retweets, by the way.
Yeah.
Zero retweets.
Wow. It's gotten a lot more since.
Yes. All right. Yesterday, I want to thank SNY. They had us out at their suite, Citi Field. That's where we weren't on following the Yankees yesterday afternoon. I ate around the ballpark yesterday, okay? They brought in some of their ballpark favorites, and I want to rank them because as the resident fat guy on the show, give you a little taste,
okay.
All right? Maybe some of you had them, maybe some of you haven't. Mm-hmm. The five best foods I inhaled at the Citi Field SNY suite. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
The Shake Shack burger. I mean, the bread isn't just incredibly good. And it ranks up there. It's consistent. Now, you know what? There's always a line.
Yep.
But, I mean, to this day, I mean, think how long Citi Field's been open. The Shake Shack burger still slaps there.
Yeah, it was delicious.
I'm surprised you put that at five. I mean, I inhaled that burger. Everybody did. It's so good.
I ate it slowly so I could savor it.
Yeah. I mean, it
says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Well, it also says a lot about the Citi Field food that it's five.
So did my glass of white wine.
Yeah.
So you take your time.
Loogie was like, white wine?
You're like my wife at a baseball game.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
The Big Mott's Mood Sticks. They were crispy. They were gooey.
Especially if you got them hot.
Oh,
forget it.
Oh, when that cheese.
That could have been one for me, by the way.
Oh, my God. They were so freaking good. The sauce was
Brooklyn
the perfect
took like six of them.
Oh, so good.
She kept going back.
So you. Good. All right, here we go.
Number three.
The giant M&M cookies. Now, I don't know if these exist out in the regular part of the ballpark, but they were warm, they were chocolatey, the texture of the M&Ms were perfect. I practically made love to it around the seventh inning.
I couldn't believe how much you were eating. Like, I skipped half the stuff you're talking about because there's only so much I could take.
Yeah, well, I will say this, and this doesn't excuse me because I ate more than my share. It was the first time I can remember that I skipped dinner legitimately. I had the discipline to. I was uncomfortable on the way home.
Yes, and I did too. Yeah. I skipped dinner last night.
I watched my kids eat. I was in bad shape. Yeah. All right, I was like a wounded bear. Here we go.
Number two.
The chicken fingers, and I don't care how traditional this is.
Oh, I didn't even try them.
Dude. I have had such a bone to pick with Yankee Stadium in their changeover of rounded chicken fingers. Citi Field still maintains the flat, crispy fingers, and you sob those up in ketchup and slap them on your cheeks. There is nothing better. I love them.
Nah, the chicken fingers are special. Mm. I don't know what they do that Yankee Stadium doesn't. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, they're flatter.
Is that what it is? That's all it is?
Some are flat earthers. Some are flat chicken fingers.
Gotcha.
And that's okay. All right. And here we go, number one.
Hold on. I don't want to turn this into another debate series. Did you just, as a resident fat guy, say that you dip chicken tenders in ketchup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have to split the atom here. And I love all these dipping sauces. Ketchup's still the go.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think ketchup
doesn't
and
help
mustard.
Your case, by the way.
It just feels
like what a kid does.
Yeah, an eight-year-old.
Yeah. Number one.
He's in a suite. He's going to act like an eight-year-old.
Kids are awesome. Okay, number one. It's the Pat LaFrieda filet mignon sandwich.
Yeah.
Now, I never saw this
coming. I didn't have it. They brought them out, and I was, like, so full. Like,
I know.
I couldn't have it.
I had the
hot dog. I had the
skip the dog.
Steaks.
Yeah.
I had French fries.
Well,
I had everything.
That's the mistake. So, the Pat LaFrieda steak burger I've had before, I did not have it.
This is not a burger.
The steak sandwich, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The mistake I made and the mistake you made, Teak, is that we went for the stuff that you could have all the time, like a hot dog.
Yes. Well, we also didn't know it was coming. So, and this isn't their fault. I'm thankful. Right. It was like a Royal Rumble. There was something new every two innings they were bringing into the suite to us. Had I known I was going to have a Pat LaFrieda steak sandwich, I wouldn't. And I'm not lying. I had 12 chicken fingers at this point,
12?
Multiple fries,
12?
Four mozzarella sticks, and a Shake Shack burger. And then they put the steak out there under my nose. And I said, I can't not have this.
Nah,
that's what put me over, but it was so damn good.
That is impressive, Sean.
All right.
Yeah, that is impressive.
And for the record, let's just close this with Cinco de Fivo. We also found out yesterday, Evan Roberts doesn't put a condiment on his hot dog. He instead dips his hot dog.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiki, yes.
And what?
Well, I'll explain it to you, and I'll show you why it makes a lot of sense.
This could be an Evke debate series, please.
Mustard.
Excuse me?
Please say mustard.
Mustard, yeah. I'm a mustard guy.
Just making sure.
Bro, I'll dip anything in a mustard. I'll dip French fries in a mustard.
Gross.
I'll dip my chicken fingers in a mustard. I am a big, big mustard guy. So here's my
genitals.
It's got to be your dog, though.
Only one time. So here's my thinking on the dipping of the hot dog. So If I put mustard on the hot dog,
yes,
I've made my commitment. The mustard's on the hot dog. Hopefully I put enough. Maybe I put too much. I don't know.
It enhances the hot dog.
Hold on. I agree with you. Okay. I love mustard. But when you pre-put the mustard on, you now have married the decision of how much mustard you've put on the hot dog. Okay? Stick with me. If I put nothing on the hot dog, mm-hmm. but I've got mustard right here, like on the side, and I dip it, every bite can be as much mustard as I want. I could go deep into the mustard. I can go a tiny bit of mustard. Dude, I can skip mustard. I can say, you know what?
So odd. That makes no sense.
How does it make no sense?
Because
you can say I'm odd. You can't say it doesn't make sense.
Just put the mustard as you want it because you've had it. How many times have you had a hot dog?
A million times.
Exactly. Huh. So you know exactly how much mustard to put on.
No, but I rather dip it.
Open the bun just a little bit so it's not right on top of the hot dog. It's just on the side so it measures it perfectly for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what the side of the hot dog bread is for.
You're making uncomfortable noises. Sean, please stop.
The way he's describing it when you lather up a dog. I love it.
Exactly. I know how to put mustard on a hot dog. I'm saying I prefer being able to dip it so that I can control the amount of mustard every single bite. Like it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
But here's inherently where you don't relate to the audience and the everyday hot dog eater.
Okay.
Evan, by making the commitment to dipping the hot dog, you're telling us you're going to take a while with it. Mm. People don't eat hot dogs
that way. That
you hold
gone,
it in your hand.
It's gone in 30 seconds.
Most people never actually put down the hot dog.
Yes.
Not that they eat it like Kobayashi, but like it never leaves their hand.
So let me answer that a couple of ways.
Agreed.
If I'm going to a barbecue in which I'm standing around, of course, you guys are right. I will lather it up. I'll go to town. I am sitting at a baseball game in which I have a table basically in front of me. I have time. I got all the time in the world. So if I'm at a table, whether it is at a barbecue, whether it is at a baseball game, I have the time to dip and enjoy the dog. Mm-hmm. Yes, if I'm walking around at a tailgate or at a barbecue, it doesn't make sense. Now I'm holding two things. I got the hot dog. I got the dipper. But if I have
Nothing. Keep going.
If I've got the dipper right there for me, all I've got to do is place the dog inside, squish it around a little bit, and have as much mustard as
you
I want.
You were so overthinking a hot dog.
I don't get
so overthinking.
Teague,
a hot
I'm disappointed
dog.
You don't think this is brilliant.
I mean, if it was anything other than a hot dog, I might agree with you.
What does that mean?
9 months later, you got a pigs in a blanket.
I know.
Like, I don't know. What's the problem that it's a hot dog?
Because of pigs in a blanket. That's exactly what you
it's
do.
It's actually
pigs
very
in a blanket.
Similar to pigs in a blanket.
But it's a hot dog.
Oh, but so what? I want to be able to have as much mustard as I want. Right. I thought it was brilliant, and you guys judging me. I mean, my God. Like,
I'm glad I didn't see this.
Yeah, you didn't see it. Sean did. He thought I had like 12 heads.
Believe it or not, I'm going to defend Evan here.
Oh, thank you, Loogie.
That's Evan, the guy who had two salads yesterday, by the way.
Well, I'm a lean cuisine. I had a wet lunch. I had three Coronas. Evan, when he's at a baseball game, he's scoring a game. Number one, he doesn't want to get mustard on a scorebook. Number two, everything is like making love when Evan's at a game. Everything is real smooth and caressing, so he's dipping the hot dog.
Smooth, yeah.
He's writing Jeff McNeil's name down at a piece of paper. So he's not an animal like Sean, like he thinks the food's like he's going to the electric chair, like I said before. He wants to take his time with it.